Welcome once again to Of Steam, Steel, and Murder. This session is the second and last part of session 17. I've left several minutes of table talk at the beginning since it contained some information on how Metapol's laws work. As well, I left a bit of chatter at the end. If you're listening and enjoy this podcast, we really do want to hear from you. Leave us email at steamsteelmurder@gmail.com or leave a review on iTunes. Our Obsidian Portal page also has links to the public forum and show notes. But now, on to episode 17, part 2.
Out of curiosity, Bert, what's the normal fine for possessing an illegal firearm?
Depends on who you are.
Slap in the wrist for her. Got it.
Well, I'm sure it will be a hefty monetary fine, but that's probably all it's going to be.
In other words, a slap on the wrist for a rich person.
Yes.
And I'm going to guess the poor, it's even worse on them.
The poor can't afford to pay for the criminal act, so they're going to be doing jail time.
Yay.
Quick question. Would they be likely to drag her down to the station at least? Or?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they'd process her fully. But as far as long-term repercussions, it's going to cost her some money. I mean, it's what it comes down
to. Yeah. I was just making sure that, well, this worked out very well for us.
Mm-hmm. Because the law's in place because of the crown. They don't want an armed populace out of their control. So they have to at least, you know, document the fact that it happened and who it was, you know.
How they acquired it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
This is probably a normal thing for a rich person to accidentally forget that they were bringing their firearm into the city after they were having a nice hunt in the country.
Yep, controls as far as like importing and exporting is as you've seen through many adventures, not good. There aren't enough police to check every boat and every zeppelin for illegal things, and so the people that actually can afford their own private zeppelin, guess what? They're never checked.
Yeah. All right. Now let's see. And now, what consequence am I taking from the ears ringing?
Oh, just if you have to make a hearing roll or something like that, you're going to be in negatives. That's
okay. Someone that can also tag the aspect.
Yep, someone can tag it, right?
Okay, that's no problem. Well, hey, this is.
I think I failed my hearing roll.
Yeah, you're really faint there, Bella.
Oh, was my mic still alive?
Yes.
Sorry.
What's with you?
We're talking to my puppy.
All right. Well, if we're all back, we can.
Uh huh. So yeah, she after they make sure that you don't have any.
Is Jonathan here?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
He's got a sore throat today, so he's not talking much, he says.
Okay.
So after checking to make sure you're not gravely wounded and it's just a graze, she has her house servant bring tea and biscuits out.
And I will recover my knife slowly, carefully. Huh. So, when is the last time you have seen... You saw your fiance?
Yesterday for lunch.
Well, can we get an empathy check for that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go to the dice first.
Oh, God. That's a complete neutral.
A two. Son of a gun. I got negative two. I probably trust her with my puppy.
I got a two total.
She, you know, seems to be pretty, you know, she doesn't quite know what's going on still. It's like, well, why do you ask?
You heard the news about your husband, right?
Fiance,
I'm sorry.
What news?
I look over to the doctor. You would be the one best one to break this news to her.
He's falling.
Are you sure about that?
No, well, you should have had experience doing this.
I have experience doing it, yeah, but... I can't think she hasn't heard anything, though.
I look at her and go, I say very calmly, very politely, you do realize that your husband was... Your fiance was shot.
No! Which hospital is he in? I must go to him immediately.
Yeah. He's not in a hospital.
I'm afraid that your fiance was fatally wounded last night. Or actually this morning. And he is, he was shot in the head with a pistol and is no longer amongst the living.
Okay, her next reaction is a bit of a shock. In a different language, just going on a tirade, and you definitely pick out the
German.
Yeah, if you know German or can speak German, she's going on a tirade about Strasser and the whole bloody French and how you know they brought misery to this household, and just is getting really angry. She's actually starting to walk over to the rifle.
I am. I slowly grab the rifle away from her, and I'm gonna try to calm her down. Just relax. Tell me everything, so because we would like to catch your husband's murderer, etc., etc.
That's Strasser. I'm sure of it.
Strasser is dead.
And now she looks really confused. Today as well? Did they shoot each other?
No. In fact, he's been dead for quite some time.
It's actually only been a few days.
Oh, I thought it was
about
a week.
4 days, 4 days since the...
Yeah, it's about a week.
Yeah, about a week, yeah.
He's... unfortunately, he was... yes, he was also shot.
Did your fiancé mention anything about Strasser?
Strasser. Yeah, did you... goes off into the rant in German again.
Please, in English. I know Strasser was a very bad man, but a woman should never use that kind of language.
She humps a bit and says, sniffs, calms herself with a sip of tea, and says, my husband... works for power, but also works for the government in different tasks. And he was assigned to this Strasser. I don't know his business, but I can make assumptions there. I never liked this Strasser. Though I'm clearly engaged, he made advances to me and... She gets irritated again and goes off into a string of...
I understand. He obviously was a jerk.
If not him, who killed my husband to be?
We don't know.
That's what we are currently investigating.
He was found outside this hotel, actually. He was found inside the hotel. Your fiance was found
in the kitchen.
With
the revolver.
And that
is that why
my
breakfast was late this morning.
Yes,
they're a little backed up.
So that is why and we were seeing what.
Also, don't order the pasta. The sauce has too much salt in it.
Yes, I'm sure that's your biggest concern.
Laugh or we'll cry, my boy. Laugh or cry.
That is why we were checking to see when the last time you saw your fiancé, because...
Well, he was with me last evening. She blushes a little. And he received a phone call in the morning.
About what time do you believe?
I went back to sleep after he left, but it would have been a little bit after four in the morning.
Okay.
Four in the morning.
And what was discussed?
It arose me from sleep. I don't remember the
Might have been the last conversation your fiance had. This might be help us track down his murderer.
He was speaking French. My French is not good. I assumed it was Strasser.
Oh, he was speaking French. Okay, and has your fiance given you any kind of gifts in the recent past?
Perhaps lovely string of pearls yesterday in a fine wooden box. He insisted that I have the hotel put it in their safe, that it was quite valuable, and that it was a present for my birthday.
When is your birthday?
It is quite valuable. Do you mind us checking its contents? We believe it might have
something hidden inside the wooden case, along with the pearls.
Yes.
She goes to a nightstand and rifles around for a bit and comes back with a large brass key, hands it to you and says, the hotel will have the other key you need. It's box 102.
Box 102. Well, this is nice. Actually,
we should probably wait for the police first.
I'll stay with the lady here.
Well, given that I was the person who was shot, is there any...
I think we should all wait until the police arrive and then go down.
It's up to you whether or not you want her charged for shooting at you.
No, I don't want her charged. Possession of
a firearm is a crime in itself, but if you actually want to charge her for shooting you, which I'm sure she...
She'll get away with it. Self-defense. Easy.
Yeah, well, as I said, I don't want her charged. Yes, I feel sorry for this poor woman who just lost her
husband and
fiance.
Her fiance and the jerk of a friend he had.
Everybody, give me empathy rolls.
I failed quite badly last time. Do you want me to roll again?
Yeah, this is five. Different.
I finally succeeded. Well, five.
I have a four.
Well, I have a, let me see, three. I have a 13.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I have a negative one.
Wait, what did someone roll?
Sorry, roll d4s.
Yeah, that's why I said I had a 13, because I rolled extremely well on my d4s. Not so much on my fudge dice.
No, you see, the dice are relative to how important it is. If it's not important for you to do well on D4s, you'll do well.
Mm. Well, fours and fives on the empathy roll. You have the strong suspicion that you should probably have her suites checked. If she has another firearm, she's likely to use it on someone. You get the idea that she's fairly vengeful.
You realize that... because of the investigation and because your husband was here, we will have to do a search of the premises, et cetera, after the police, just to make sure it's just procedure, you know, because of the firearm, because of all the little different things. So I hope you don't mind. We apologize we'll make sure everything is cataloged in here and everything is there. Is that all right?
Give me a second. All right. She grumps, walks over to the dresser, pulls out a handgun, a box of ammo, lays it on the table, goes to the nightstand, pulls out a smaller, like, single shot gun, lays it on the table.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I watched the F words. Those are hard to bleep out.
Yeah, I didn't say it, but I was...
What?
Whoa.
So she brings out a handgun and a single shot.
Goes to the wardrobe. Pulls out a fencing épée, although it's not a practice one. It's got a sharp edge.
Oh, okay, that one I don't mind.
Couple of knives. Another box of ammo for the rifle.
Grenade. Rifle thrower.
On the sofa.
Madam, you seem to be equipped to withstand a small siege.
Thinks for a moment, goes to the back room and comes out with a few more knives, and
I will make sure to keep an eye on her when she goes into the... So, just so I can see her. Not...
She says, in the old country, my family was were renowned hunters, and it's in the blood. I was born to hunt.
Some of these aren't really hunting.
May I ask, what did they hunt?
Yeah. Was it people?
Well, my father was in the war, but no, around the property is boars, stag, deer.
Oh, okay, that explains it.
I often learned how to skin these animals as well, thus the knives. These are my favorites.
Okay,
this was my first gun. She shows you the little gun. This is the first one, given to me at 9.
And the épée?
Oh, I'm an accomplished fencer as well.
Oh.
Of course.
Of course. She is a proper lady.
Of course, I went to all the correct finishing schools.
Madam, did your fiancé keep any documents around here?
No. He did leave briefcase. She goes back to the bedroom and comes back with a briefcase. He left this here. He left in too much of a hurry. I was going to bring it by his work today, but they said he didn't come in, so I figured he'd be back around for it.
Yes, we are very, very sorry for your loss.
Oh.
Do you know where your...
She gets a cold, faraway look in her eyes. And she says,
do you know where your fiancé...
Don't worry, someone else will be far sorrier.
I look at her and go, we still don't have a real suspect.
Actually, but you will... You will, of course, find this out. There is a man currently under arrest for suspicion of the crime. However, we have strong evidence that...
He is completely innocent. Do not take any rash actions.
Yeah.
He is completely innocent. We found evidence that makes him completely innocent. We are now on the way to finding the real suspect.
Yes. Just so you are aware that there was a... man who was found over your fiance's body. We have since found evidence that he was...
We have exonerated him.
Yes, so please.
Do not think that he has done anything. Do you know where your fiance stayed normally, or did he normally stay with you?
Oh, he has his own flat, of course.
Of course, must keep up appearances. Where was... Well, we have that. Never mind. Nope. Anybody else have any other questions, comments?
No, I want to look through the briefcase.
Yeah.
Okay. Briefcase has kind of like a tumbler combination lock on it, but it looks like it's already in the open position.
Okay, open it.
Yep. Snaps open, and there's a lot of documents inside. They all have... The heading for power on it just looks like it was a bunch of office documents he was working on.
Can I scan them just to make sure of that?
It looks like he was middle management of some sort. They're just records of, so much power was asked for here, and this is, this type of battery was requisitioned there. I mean, it looks like day-to-day paperwork of some sort.
Could be in a cipher, but probably not.
He did have a real job.
Mm-hmm. I said probably not. Anyway.
Nick, give me an alertness roll.
Let's see. No, not D4s.
You really like those D4s.
I like them. That's gonna be a. It's gonna be a 4.
Okay.
All right, and we'll stay here until the police, of course, regretfully have to escort.
It's not much longer before the police come back. one of the officers is a guy that you've seen around the station a few times, and they come up and ask, all right, so what's going on? We got a gun discharge up here.
Well, unfortunately, the lady accidentally discharged his firearm, and of course, you know, she has to pay the fine.
You'll need to take her in for a full statement and take all the evidence.
Yeah, he arches his eyebrows as he looks at all the guns and knives that are laying around. He has his men take the guns, leaves everything else. Says, okay, well, ma'am, I'm afraid we'll have to take you into custody. And she's still with the icy cold stare, says, of course. And let me change clothes, at least.
She deserves that respect.
Shit. None of us are women. Damn it. Well.
She comes back in a bit, and she's dressed more appropriately for leaving.
While she's outside of the room,
mm-hmm.
Make sure you watch her. She may try something.
And you might want to get a female officer to pat her down. I believe she might secret a gun on her person. If you
guy looks a little shocked, and says, "Okay, right."
Yes, yes, you should be fine. She only hurt someone, not you. She'll hurt someone else completely.
And officer, can I get someone? Get how many officers are here? Just one or two?
Three.
Can I get two? I'm sure the lady will go willingly, but. Can I get two of you to go down and look at box 102 to make sure that no one is currently?
I'll go down with it since I wasn't here.
Okay.
Sure, they'll go down. Somebody want to roll before fudge dice for the officers? I just want to check something.
plus one.
Okay, good enough.
Yeah, go with him. Go with him, not me.
Yep. All right.
Auf Wiedersehen, Frau Mann. Jager.
Wow, that's a bad.
Okay, the officers lead Bishop down and lead the lady out. Her maid servant staying behind to look after the place.
Right, and we get the maid to show us all the locations for the other guns. All
right, she makes well sure that her mistress is gone. Goes to a panel in the wall, pushes a couple of little bas relief carvings, and this little panel slides open. There's another couple of rifles, a couple more handguns, more ammo.
Yeah,
he's trying to start an army or something.
We'll have to. Let the police know about that. We will say that we found them in the course of our investigation.
There's some odd clothing as well.
Oh. What? How? Can we describe odd?
It's an outfit, obviously cut to the size of the lady, but it has, it's very form-fitting, has lots of pockets and clasps and places where you can attach things. Lots of harnesses.
That climbing is gear? Freaking shocking.
Or is it?
Perhaps her fiancé was not the only one involved in political matters.
Yeah, that is.
Or something for the bedroom. One of the two.
Which of those two does it look like?
Wet work, probably.
There's two different work leading to the.
Not the bedroom kind. The political kind.
Yes. Which of those two does it look like?
The maid kind of looks up, kind of ashamed of it, and says, the mistress has retired. These are implements from a former time.
An earlier day. Oh, good lord.
He was going to be a farmer assassin.
Okay, so now that we're going to have four deadly assassins running around our city, this is just freaking awesome.
Four?
Mr. Raymond, I think you should count your blessings that she missed.
No, she didn't miss. Is she?
Well then, that she was in a good mood.
Yes. Count our blessings that she was shocked. All right. Well,
now you
that explains you why she comes out shooting. Yeah, I wouldn't believe a normal lady would come out shooting, but this I would believe she would come out shooting. There would have been that awkward scene, like in Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and they go, oh.
I'm not familiar with broadcasts.
All right, so we search the apartment and do a fairly good job of it.
Since we're getting low on time, there's nothing else to be found. The maid basically shows you the stash that was hidden.
Right. Well, the outfit can go away. The rifles we need to confiscate, I tell the maid. So feel free to take the hide the, you know, point, do the bother.
I'm assuming in that stash, Bert, there is a large caliber weapon of some sort that.
No, they're actually they're all very small caliber weapons. So the one thing that is a larger caliber is a very old, probably it may not even function, more of like a blunderbuss type of weapon. It's a family heirloom, you're guessing, because it's well cared for, but you doubt it works.
Interesting.
Hey, Doctor, could you check to make sure that...
it does have a cost on it.
Fired recently.
I'm sorry, can you say that again, John?
Oh, no, I was asking the doctor to check to make sure none of them had been fired recently.
Ah, good thought. Yes. No, none of them
have... That's kind of what I was...
Yeah, none of them have been fired recently, although they are well-maintained. They're all very... They've been oiled and cleaned, but nothing's been fired.
What about the maker's mark on the ammunition comparing to the ammunition that she has?
Does have a maker's mark, but it is different. As a matter of fact, the maker's mark strongly resembles the kind of coat of arms that's on the blunderbuss.
She comes from a family of armistice.
Well, we should have questioned on her, political views, but that's something we can do later. All right, then let us go down to box 102.
Okay, since I was already there, what do I find before them?
Well, the hotel management will come out with a key. No one else is in there currently. You've got a police officer with you there.
Thank goodness. Hey, I smile at him and go, aren't you happy you're coming with me and not her?
He looks a little edgy.
Hey, you know me. I try to keep us out of action. It could be worse. You could be... I kind of get this distant look. You could be on the wing of a biplane because you listened to some former thief. I shiver and come back to the present as the that guy arrives with the key.
Yeah, the officer looks like you're probably a little crazy and just stares off officially somewhere else. All right, so when you guys get down, that's the scene. Bank manager's there waiting with his key. The officers are escorting the lady out.
And they come down with more guns.
No, we don't. I'm going to... We took the guns down and hit the thing again. We did not take the clothing. And we're going to open up the box, see what's in there.
All right, it's a well-crafted blocks made of some kind of very dark wood. It doesn't seem to be stained. It just the wood looks like it's just a very dark wood. Inside, there's a velvet kind of inside cloth covering and a very nice string of cultured pearls.
Okay, we carefully take out the pearls first, then we gently go around the edges of the velvet looking for a hidden catch, and we're doing this all very gently because we don't want to destroy anything.
Hey, the bottom comes up. It's a little velveteen cushion that's on the bottom. It pops out, and there's like a glint of some gold that you see. Pull it out, and there's what looks to be like some rolled up gold foil. Anyone give me repair rolls, or if you have a reason in your background that you've used engines before, like quite a bit, not just know what they are. Let me.
I have no repair skills.
Mm-hmm.
I was really counting on Drita to have repair skills.
I've got brain in the books to say that I've read about engines, but I haven't used them.
All right, for you, I'll let you make a scholarship roll, but at a minus two.
Okay.
Make it.
I've got three minus two. So I've got four in scholarship. That's a one there. So that's a five. Then minus two. That's a three. And I'll spend a fate point to use brain in the books. So I'm remembering every last detail of what I know about engines to bring that up to a five.
Sure. Looking at it, it looks like engines usually have a central spool, much like a wax cylinder, right? But it's gold foil, so that the lines of data can be packed in more tightly. What this looks like is it's a data spool that's been removed from the spool. It's like the gold spool has been cut off the spool.
Okay, so this is the data that we were looking for the entire time.
Quite possibly.
Okay, let's
somewhere where we can read it.
Okay, we need to put this somewhere hidden, safe, and we need to go out in a proper formation, very defensive, make sure, watch the rooftops.
Surreptitiously.
Yes, very carefully.
How many exits are there in this hotel?
Well, there's a kitchen exit. There is a separate workman's exit. You've got the elevator down to like the garage level. There's several exits out.
Let's just take the front door.
Well, I don't want to take the front door.
That is the least likely place he'll be because it's so obvious.
Excuse me, do you have any plain envelopes behind the desk?
Oh, sure. He gives you one that's got the hotel's stamp on it, but other than that, it's a plain envelope.
I transfer the the possible documents into that, and I stuff it into a pickpocket. Carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Will that harm it in any way? Gold's not the strongest material in the world.
I'm not literally stuffing it. I mean, I'm just putting it into the envelope carefully.
You put it in the inside pocket that's really large and could easily hold the document.
Right,
I'm an archaeologist. I carry around everything in my pockets.
Right, I'm just asking if, you know, he happens to need to run. Will that, you know...
No, it's actually is fine. The gold actually has some kind of shellac over it to strengthen it. So it's not it's not like it's going to tear or anything.
Okay, just want to make sure. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Let's get the officer. Let's close this. Put it away. And let's.
Do you want to go up the front?
We should get the police car out front since they probably brought two cars since there were three guys.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. You guys go out the side entrance. Or maybe me and somebody go out the side entrance, and they go out the front. And if he shoots at somebody, it'll be us.
Yeah, that's fine. I've already been hurt today. Can it be someone else? I've been shot at today already.
Okay, fine. I'll go. I know.
Ian Bishop will go out the side and go to our car. You guys take the police car back to the station.
Our car? Well,
does Drina have an engine reader back at her place?
No.
Okay. Oh.
Shoot. So
we're taking it to the police anyway.
Oh, I mean.
Yeah, they'll have an engine there
first.
I shake my head and go, business, business, business. We can take care of it. Let's go.
All right, so me and Bishop are going to go out the side door first and head back to my car.
Mm-hmm. Talking very loudly.
Come out the front.
Talking very loudly and looking everywhere.
Yes.
Okay.
In my normal paranoid way.
So you and Bishop go to your car.
We're acting paranoid, but in a very obvious way.
Okay.
And actually, I wait to get into the car until he starts it.
Okay. Everyone else goes where? With the police?
Yeah, I'm going to get them to pull up around the workman's entrance, and we'll go out that one. Okay. The one that
I want you to go out the front.
Well, he had a good view of the front, end, so long as we wanted.
Yeah, he also has a view of where we're going out, which is the kitchen.
And why don't we
guess
go
where,
out?
Guess where it would be more obvious or
we
less
follow
obvious
the police. We'll go with the police, so we'll take the same entrance they're exactly. going, so I'm taking the... They'd go out the main entrance, so that's what we'll use.
And guess which way would be more obvious to send the item in secrecy? Out the side entrance.
Yes, where we're going.
So we go with the police in their more protected vehicle.
Luckily. So we're going to go ahead and assume that we're smarter than the spy guy.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, don't worry, for purposes of danger, I have a 7 for alertness. Thank you, danger sense.
All right. Well, I'm glad I don't have that. All right.
Although it's more useful in the original combat rules where it gave me also a +2 in combat to my initiative.
Oh, no, you don't get that.
Yeah, it does. It actually specifically says since
I know,
it's based
but,
off.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah. Okay, so we do the obvious thing. It's getting late.
Yeah. Let's go. All right.
So there you go. You guys go with the police, and then Bishop and the doctor go out to the car. The bishop hesitates a little bit as the doctor gets in and starts the car. Everything seems to be fine.
I'm going to check the back of the car while he's starting it.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure no one sneak in. I knock on the trunk, listen.
It seems fine.
Okay, moving on.
Right. And I will be looking around the police car when see if we're followed back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys in the police car, go ahead and make me alertness rolls. You guys in the doctor's car can make me alertness rolls.
And I get
you
the plus
can
two?
Use, yes, you can use danger sense.
Woohoo!
I notice it no matter what.
Actually, I got a 5.
I got a 9. Oh, wait, 9? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, I got an 8.
Damn, mine just balances out.
8.
5.
Neutral.
We're all super paranoid in the doctor's car, apparently.
Right. No one really notices anything as far as cars following them at all. It looks like normal traffic. So the police are heading back to the precinct, so you guys are going that direction. You and the doctor's car, where are you guys heading?
The police precinct.
You're heading the same place?
Yeah.
I have my hand near my waist, because I'm just like...
The whole trip, you feel like you're like in somebody's gun sights the entire trip.
Yep. I'm thinking... Neil Harris is out there. He may be underground, but he probably hired this guy. He must have. Harris. No.
You realize you're in the most obvious car in Metropole.
Yes. I know.
Not that hard to really follow.
No. But there doesn't seem to be any cars following us, and one person following is easier to figure out.
All right. So you get back to the police station. Nothing seems terribly odd.
I hate the way you say that. Nothing seems terribly off. There's something lost here.
Yes.
Right. Hey, baby.
Guys are, like, super paranoid.
I know. I know Logos is heavily considering my game, but that's not the point. No, I'm just being paranoid because this guy is supposed to be that good. By the way, we should probably have at least 3 officers on watch on this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm making it even 4 because then if you have 2, one of them could be him in disguise because we don't know what he looks like, etc.
Okay, so who are we going to get this to?
Okay.
So they take Emily out. They take Emily out to go and get her statement and formally charge her and everything. So it's you're middle of the day. It's pretty busy in here. There's a lot of police officers around. They're booking several.
Let us go to the private room.
Yeah, private room.
My opinion is that we clear Spiros and give it to him. That's my opinion.
Absolutely not. Let's go to the private room.
Let's go to the private room.
Okay. I'm still going to go ask Blair to see if she can send over an expert on engines.
Sure. She gets on the phone. Yep, she'll get on the phone.
The real question to me is guilds or government?
Why not both?
I'm going with government.
You want to give it to Tassel?
I want to give it to Gavin. Say... Here you go.
I still don't know who Gavin works for.
Yeah, but, you know. Let's do it as a... No, here.
I think we checked this information first before we had it.
Right, but there's an engine... The only people who's going to have engines is Tesla. And
Tesla or the cops here or... Tesla's probably a good person to give it to.
Actually, that's what I figured we were going to give it to was Tesla.
Yeah, that's the question, is guilds or government?
So, Miss Blair goes back and says, yeah, they've got an engine expert coming up.
Right, well, we don't really need an engine expert, we need an engine. Do you all have an engine here?
Well, we've got the police's engine.
Oh, yeah, we can...
I'm not sure they'd let us use it, honestly, because that would require taking off the spool off the police's engine.
That is a good point.
Why don't we just give it to Tesla? He usually gives us a good report on anything we pass to him.
Because I don't trust Tesla?
And I look... I trust Tesla. Let's move on. Let's have a vote.
This isn't... I mean, this is something we need to come
this
to.
This isn't a democracy. So. I'm senior representative.
Yeah, this isn't, you know, a bureaucracy either, so seniority doesn't mean crap. We need to come up with a consensus here.
That's a democracy, not a...
that's not a democracy. That has nothing to do with a democracy.
Blair sticks her head in. So am I supposed to be recording this or not?
No.
Absolutely. No.
We did ask for the private room, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's no window, at least. Blair, what do you think?
Wait. No! Look, the question is... Okay, Miss Blair, we would really appreciate it if you didn't record this or have anyone overhear this.
Right. She goes and takes care of that. She shoos off some police officers that are kind of hanging around down the hall. And she says, I'll send in some coffee. Looks like it's going to be at least a one potter.
Yeah, probably. Well, hopefully we can make this quick.
I'll break it myself. So
everybody trusts Tesla here except me, correct?
Yes.
Well, to a limited extent, yes.
Okay, so we trust...
Tesla hasn't screwed us yet. There's no reason why he'd screw us now.
There are plenty of reasons to screw us. I mean... I just don't know if he's the
They're
best.
They're not any good. He's a good man. I've met him face to face.
I've met... Well, no. Anyways, the issue isn't, you know, whether or not he's a good man. It's whether or not he's the proper person to see this.
Why isn't he? Why wouldn't
because,
he?
Because, you know, he's a member of the guilds, ultimately. And that is where his first loyalty is.
And the guild's loyalty is to the crown, which is our...
No, it's not. The guild's loyalty is to the guilds. If there's any sense of information in here that as pertains to guilds, I'm sure his loyalty to the guilds will come first.
We do have another person who may know what this is. He was sent to collect it.
Yeah, Spiro said he didn't know.
We know it's based off the French.
Right.
So giving it to Tesla would easily give it to the English, which gives it to the Allies.
Well, I don't care about the Allies. I care about the Crown. And you know,
the Crown is part of the Allies.
I know. I don't care about the Allies. I care about the Crown. I mean, I don't care about the guilds. I care about the crown.
I say you have no vote because you got yourself shot. I don't even know if you can hear me. I start whispering. I say we just cut him out. And I tag his aspect of hard of hearing and go, I think we should just forget about him and do what we were taught and just give it to Tesla. He's obviously out of his league.
Right. And
the first time tag
is free when you've got an aspect that's been put on you.
All right, just making sure.
It doesn't mean he gets to do it automatically. I mean, you still get your role to hear that, but...
What's my role at, probably?
Is it your alertness?
All right, I'll roll.
Since basically all you're doing is trying to talk in a way that he's not going to hear it, knowing that he's impaired in hearing, it's going to knock off. It's going to be a -2 to your roll.
Yeah, I got neutral.
Yeah, you don't hear it.
That's fine. Look, here's the bottom line. Is our loyalty... My loyalty is to the crown, first and foremost.
Before you go too much further, Ms. Blair comes back with the coffee and says, they got somebody here from the engine research facility already.
Shocking. I wonder who it is.
This man will at least be able to provide us with an engine which we can put this data on and view it on our own without anyone else.
I don't think that's true. Is that true?
He is from the engine research facility. He has access to engines, and he'll have access to engines which are not connected to a network. Therefore, we can ask him to attach this, and then we can view it, and then we can make a decision based on that.
Mrs. Blair, who's still standing there, says, "So you want me to send him back?"
Yeah, because...
No. There is one man among us who wants him to go, and two which say no.
Well, no. See, you're misunderstanding. They don't have notebooks or laptops. I mean...
No, I mean that he will take us to the research facility.
And we can ask... I mean, would they be willing even to do that?
We could ask.
Yeah, this is not information you would have, Nick. Unless you had a fairly high repair, you would have no idea.
Okay, let's ask.
All right, so yeah, Miss Blair sends him back.
Sends him in so that we can...
He's wearing a lab coat. He's got a white tie on that's got lots of smudge marks from where he's been working with some kind of fluids that might be a little dirty or greasy. He's got glasses on, which he keeps pushing back up onto his nose. he's white, European of some descent.
Is it French?
No.
Okay.
Well, he doesn't have the classical French features anyway. So he comes in and he's carrying this rather large piece of luggage and says, I think you guys have something you need?
Yes. Do you have access to an engine which we could
view some information?
He smacks his suitcase and says, right here.
Okay.
That is highly advanced.
Yeah, it's the newest model of the Babbage portable machine. Or the BPM, as we like to call it. It's a great piece of work.
Or desktop.
Okay, let's check this out.
Yes, I take out the envelope and show him what we've got. Can you install this into it for us, please?
Oh, well, somebody did a number on this. He looks at it. Yeah, I think I can wrap it around another cylinder and maybe paste it on with a little bit of glue and gives red. He just goes off into tech speak.
real quick before we do any of that, how far is the research center away from here? I mean, how long would it have?
Oh, it's pretty close. They have research centers in each of the sectors. And
okay, so it would have taken them a reasonable amount of time to get here.
Yeah, unless he was already here for whatever reason, which he might have been. Are you asking him, or are you just asking for general information?
I'm asking for generic information, and then I'm going to ask him a bunch of pointed questions.
All right. each sector has a lab because each sector has use of engines and they all have to be interconnected, and so this is how they build their network. So he says, I was here doing some repairs on the cop's engine to begin with, and somebody got a little virus or a little bug in the system. It's a little moth, 5 inches long, just kind of got stuck in the machinery. I had to
So
I guess you're, debugging it.
Yeah, that's funny.
No, that's actually where the first comes from, Bert.
Here, yeah, I know the ENIAC machines. He pulls out this notebook of his. This is my crash log. You'll see on page 4, it was a caterpillar here, and here on page 5, and on each of the pages, he's got like the offending insect is like mounted onto the page.
That's what I was thinking.
I really don't know about this.
I trust him implicitly.
Last June, I could only fit the tail on. It was a rat. It was eating the electrical system. I just laid it.
Yeah.
I must have
really
been a
don't trust this guy.
Okay. While he's talking, he's actually going to work. He's got a he's pulled the gold foil off of another cylinder, and he's started to put yours onto it. And you know,
I apologize, and I say, after you finish, you'll need to just turn it on for us and leave the room. This is some important information that we need to see privately. Can you just give us instructions on that?
I work with sensitive information all the time. He pushes his glasses up. I completely understand.
God, I don't trust this guy.
Yeah, that'll do it. He's put some kind of glue on the back into the foil, and he's got it all glued down onto a new cylinder. Opens up his suitcase, and it's just, you know, it's a collection of vacuum tubes, and he hooks it up into, you know, there's an arc of power across the top as it logs into the electrical system, and puts your cylinder inside, starts it going, and directs you over. And that keyboard's a little smaller. You couldn't do it full size. It doesn't fit into the case. So it's a little cramped. And here's the new screen. This has got great resolution. It's got this great amber color. Makes it really easy to read.
I just nod and smile. I just nod and smile and go, yes, yes, thank you.
All you should do here is he gives you a key. So just stick the key in the ignition and turn it, and it'll start spinning. It might spark a little, so you might want to stand back. But whatever's on that cylinder will start coming on the screen. Just hit that space bar there to go from one page to the next.
Uh-huh.
And what's your name, Bubba?
I'm Arnold. Pleased to meet you. Sticks out a hand, kind of still covered with the gook that he used to attach it, so it's kind of sticky and tacky.
Alright, and Arnold, do you mind putting your hand on this piece of paper here?
Okay.
I fingerprint Arnold.
Yeah, of course. that's slick, mister.
Yes. Hey, Arnold. Ever killed a man? Arnold.
Well, there's
Arnold,
Professor Davidson last
year. What's your medical plan like? I start walking out with him, actually.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to walk out of the room with him.
Okay, I turn the key and step back.
Yeah, the cylinder starts whirling up, and there are some sparks across the antenna where it's getting electricity. But then this amber glow comes from the monitor screen, and you start seeing text appear on it. It is in French.
Does it say, ha ha, ha ha, you fools?
Can you read French?
I should be able to speak French.
Okay.
I should.
Okay, what does it say? Frenchy?
Yep. Political documents, actually. It actually looks like it's briefings from like a war room where it's actually talking about movement, troop movement, how many troops, where they're being assigned.
This is highly vital information for any war effort.
And yeah. Are the French on the Allies side?
No.
No way in hell.
Well, the French.
Yeah, the French are the ones who make mutant beings.
French are the bad guys. They're really, really bad guys.
Well, I mean, if they were making mutant beings for our side, they would be. I'd be fine with that.
I look at him and shake my head. Yep.
Well, on the side point, I'm not in there.
Yeah. The French are on the other side, but remember, the war has kind of simmered down to something of a cold war right now. I mean, the both sides are really armed up and ready to, you know, throw down if anything happens. But it is kind of a tacit, you know, chilling down of the war effort. So you do have French that are out and about, and you know, of course, there's a French embassy here. So it's not like they're shot on sight or anything, but yes, they're definitely on the other side.
The French.
And Tui. There are three sides to this war, the French, the German, and the British.
Well, the Germans are ostensibly with the British right now. They have some disagreements.
No, they joined us, our brothers, in arms.
Yeah, well, don't you know everyone hates the French?
Well, the French, we're all Germans, so... Doesn't really, I mean... Mm-hmm.
I'm British.
Yes, you're German. We're all German.
Yeah. Well,
anyways.
Judging from the nature of this information, I think it would be best to either hand it over to Tesla or...
I'll go with Tesla.
Yep. And some of the dates are dates in the past, but a lot of them are future dates as well.
Yep. Give it to Tesla.
Yeah, I'll go with Tesla. It proves my loyalty to him.
Yes, and although he could give it to the spy so he could complete his mission, we won't.
No, we give it to Tesla. That they're fine.
Spiros has been intercepted once already. Do you really want to give it to him again?
No. Obviously.
Twice.
Yeah. Dude, then he's a lousy spy.
But before, this is just, I guess, wrap up. We'll give it to Tesla, and then we'll search all of his buildings. The three buildings he gave us, and see if...
And then we'll release him after we've done the search.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So you give the information to Tesla. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you tell him what the information is, or just give it to him and let him...
Tell him what it is.
But only in person. I'm not going to disclose it to the desk.
Sure. So you arrange...
I'm not going to...
A drop, yeah, you arrange for a drop site so he knows that you need to meet him in person. And, yeah, he doesn't want to touch it, so he's going to drop it along the diplomatic channels.
That's one.
Yep. I mean, he'll look at what's in there just out of interest, but he says, yeah, I'm putting this in the diplomatic pouch. I'm not even going near this one.
Yep.
Okay. you get a call. This happens pretty quickly because I'm sure you're...
And I'm guessing during that time we checked the three apartments.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the three apartments. Yes, they've all actually. All three of you give me investigation rolls. Just one roll for
all four of us. You mean?
Well, all of you that are looking, just one investigation roll. This will cover all the apartment complexes.
Infinite. A4.
I've got a wall.
I got three.
I win with my four.
Two.
I'll blow. This is probably going to be our last scene, so. I'll blow two chips. It could all be lies, and I deal in a dirty business to get up to. Seven.
Okay. That's actually fitting with the things that you spent. You don't catch on until you're at the third apartment place because everything looked neat, looked clean, etc. It's around the third place you visit that you start getting the suspicion that they were too clean, too orderly. And you start looking for some things that you know about from just your particular trade. All four places have been gone over by a professional very, very well. Everything is put back. In just the right way, but you just around the third place, you just start getting this nagging suspicion, and you start thinking to yourself, "Well, if I wanted to go over a place really well, and I didn't want someone to know I was here, what would I do?"
Mm-hmm.
And you
someone else went over these places also.
You have a really just this suspicion. I mean, it was really well done.
Too well done.
All right. Well, we'll talk to Mr.
Before the end of the evening, this is like really late in the afternoon, but this is probably around the time, you've been out and about most of the day. You just finished up with the fourth apartment complex. You're about ready to call it a day when several police cars come whizzing down, and officers jump out and say, "We've been looking for you all day. You've been out of the precinct."
What has happened?
Well, no, I say to the officer, "Let me guess, the fiance of the dead man shot the guy in custody."
He says, "It's no. It's best that you see for yourself."
Is the guy in custody dead?
So when you get there, they take you to Spiros. They had put him in a cell since they were done talking to him, and you know, you haven't really decided to release him just yet, or hadn't gotten around to it. He's sitting up in his cell. He hasn't been moving, and they take you in. What ends up is Spiros is dead. He's had a long, sharp needle's been jammed up behind his neck, up into his brain. They said they didn't find out for a long time because he was sitting upright in this position. It wasn't until they tried to give him dinner and he wasn't responding that they came in to look, and they found this.
You know, if only there was a way to record the images of people coming in and out of this building.
Miss Blair is kind of taking you through this and says, "Well, I'm not done yet."
What?
And she takes you over to the room where Emily was being basically, you know, given, you know, told her rights and everything, and being and there's, you know, officer in a desk, you know, looking across, and Emily's there. Neither one of them are moving, and Miss Blair says they're both dead too, same way.
And no one saw anyone go in or out.
I'm not done.
What?
She takes you out to basically the alley behind the police station. And this, you can see, it's not as calmly placed as the other three victims were. You see a leg of a guy hanging out of the like the garbage bin, and like the edge of a lab coat. And she says, "We found Arnold a few hours after this."
Oh, poor Arnold. And is the Arnold we know?
Yeah, it's the engine technician.
Okay, does this one look more sloppy?
Yes. Arnold had been strangled with something.
This was a fact that he got caught. No one saw anything suspicious go in or out, right?
Miss Blair says it was a really busy day. There were cops in and out. We've had suspects in and out all day. No one remembers seeing anything odd. But
tell me, is there some sort of security that would be run by the engine normally?
The engine is mostly our database: fingerprints, images, mugshots, that sort of thing. We've got police officers stationed at the front. I mean, only people that get in or out of here are cops, you guildies, and perps that we've brought in.
In other words, either he was somehow invisible or disguised.
She nods her
head. Oh, I'm going with invisible.
She nods her head and says, "There are a lot of different officers from different precincts here yesterday."
Yeah, there's no way. Invisible monster.
Remember that,
sadly,
Emily was a trained assassin in her own way, or so we suspect.
I'm gonna go with not invisible, even though that's a slight chance, but the engines are too large for that.
So,
I'm gonna go.
The Arnold's engine is in the garbage can with him.
And I just want to check and make sure the fingerprints line up.
Is there any fingerprint? Oh, we checked the fingerprints on the engine, and making sure, since I wore gloves anyway.
Yeah, that'll take a few hours to get information on Arnold and such. But yeah, the only prints on the engine, Arnold's and you guys that touched it.
Damn it!
Right, and these are Arnold. We were really speaking with Arnold.
Yeah, they send over a photograph. It's is one of their.
Oh yeah, I just want
to. Sections, yeah. He resembles the guy in the photograph.
Well,
the guy we talked to also resembles the photograph.
Well, the body, like they will send it over just to make sure, you know, and all. But yeah, when they take the body, it's there's several people that work with him that said, yeah, that's Arnold.
And he was called over here today, definitely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He didn't make up a reason to be here and then say, oh, I'm doing routine maintenance.
I'll give you his work log, and he was scheduled to be here today to do maintenance on the...
Honestly, if he replaced Arnold, Arnold was supposed to be here anyway, and he did a fantastic disguise role. But... I'm not sure what he would get out of. He wouldn't get anything out of the computer anyway without the core, and we had the core.
Right. But the thing is, I was just checking and seeing if this would, you know, check to see the fingerprints, make sure those line up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that I took.
I got what you're saying. Yeah, they are Arnold's prints.
Okay.
Yeah, and... Arnold.
So we didn't get the perp. So he knows about fingerprints, which is annoying, which makes sense.
Not that your characters will know, but just from a game perspective, if someone was actually trying to disguise themselves, etc., I will have called for a roll. I'm not just going to hand wave it and say it happens.
Yeah. Right. When we're talking, when we actually get our meeting to Tesla, I make sure to mention we've got Constantine the Assassin around, and he's a badass.
Yeah, but my point is that, you know, what might have happened is he might have put the bug in the system in the first place to stop their engine, but if it's not running security, I don't know why he would do that.
That's just normal maintenance. He's not here for that. He probably came in as an officer. They have a lot of those come in and out. It's very easy to do that, actually. Usually, if you have, like, just the right... If he probably has the disguises in drop boxes, for crying out loud, and all he has to do is act the role, it's very easy to get in and out when you have a lot of people coming in and out. You just act like you belong.
Right, but why did he kill Arnold is the question.
I think, judging, I point to where we are. I think Arnold accidentally saw him and realized that there was something funny about him. Because if you notice, this one's very sloppy. He literally strangled him versus the others, which was an easy stab. So Arnold must have accidentally stumbled on the guy. And
wrong place, wrong time.
Exactly.
That's what they managed to get a connection, and that Constantine now actually knows who we are.
Well, he's always known who
we
are.
Yeah, everyone knows who we are.
We'll be taking more personal interest at this point.
Right,
We better warn Drina eventually, but let us relax and discuss this when we meet Tesla.
Yes.
Son of a bitch.
So there we go. Yes, Tesla does send, like I said, sends the information out in the diplomatic pouch. He's not aware of who this Constantine fellow is, but if you think he's a danger, he will do his research and see what he can dig up.
Yeah, I will say, if by some miracle you actually do get a picture, somehow, even if it's just the oldest picture in the book, that would help us.
I mean, you're going to get baby photos from about 20 different kids all called Constantine.
Probably, but I mean, this guy is a danger, as we've seen. He's a crack shot. He's very well trained. He knows how to think ahead. He knows how to do this. He knows how to study people. He has a twisted sense of humor, and he works for the highest bidder, which is even worse. He's mercenary.
Yeah, but interesting that he hasn't tried to kill us yet. With the exception of last session.
Actually, he's tweaked his nose at you with the fake bomb.
Yes. Yeah.
That's because... I get
the feeling that he's toying with us in the same way that a cat plays with game.
Yes.
Oh,
Oh, well, I think this case is closed. He did do it, but he's got it dead, so can't free him.
Well, we can exonerate his name.
whatever that might actually be.
And we will. And the good news is, we will never have to speak about the woman's clothing ever again.
All right. Are we in wrap up?
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Something I want to do is compare the Barb Starling prints I have with the prints from the gun and all the rest of that, and see if those are the same.
Which gun?
The gun that was left a session ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said there were fingerprints on that one, so
yes, there were. Mm-hmm.
I want to check and see if, quote unquote, the guy who was going under Bob Starling's name was just tweaking his nose at Bob.
Nice. The prints you have don't match anything that's on that gun.
Oh, the gun? We have actual prints of the guy?
Yeah.
Well, you have prints. You don't know if it's of the guy, but you have prints.
Of course it's of the guy. Who else would it be?
I compare it to my prints.
This is.
I compare it to mine and Harris's, because I know I have Harris.
You think?
How the hell did you get Harris's?
They're pretty similar to Harris's. You're certain of it.
Actually, Harris would have been easy. It would have been just having another conversation, offering him a glass. You know, I'm just wearing gloves because I'm off the job, and take the glass, get the fingerprints. There are a lot of easy ways to get fingerprints, actually.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, you can actually talk to somebody. Right now we're facing the invisible assassin.
Gosh, man, I wonder.
I'm going to guess that he doesn't have some type of advanced, that stupid stealth technology, which would be annoying.
Why would you guess that? Because he has a... We believe he has a man portable version of it.
Really? Where'd you get that idea?
The one in the 1/4 size car?
Yeah, that wasn't man portable.
Think about a car. It's a go-kart size car.
That's heavy.
It was a small part of that car. You could put that on a backpack.
That would still be unwieldy to an assassin like him, I would imagine.
Well, you could be an invisible assassin. I would take being an invisible assassin for a little unwieldy.
Yeah, but you know what? Realistically, there are some huge side effects to that, and I would not want to do that if I were him.
Right, but in the book that we had, the last bits that were taken out, we don't know what they were. They could have been, here's how you avoid the side effects.
Side effects include death, death, and more death.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know what was in the last parts of those notebooks, so that could have...
Constantine isn't exactly a staple personality anyway. I don't think the threat of possible death is going to stop him.
Yeah, I mean...
No, I'm just saying that if that is the case, then he's going to kill himself at some point.
I still doubt the invisibility thing, because...
We don't know.
My thoughts
are paralytics. On another side, then, we just have to get Drina to get a detection device for the actual radiation, and I'm assuming he hasn't cleared the radiation from his brainwashing yet, because he doesn't know how to, unless he's...
By the way, can I just say this right now? The reason why I doubt he uses the invisibility is because he got caught out back.
He got caught when?
True.
With Arnold.
Arnold.
Arnold was killing.
We don't know why he killed Arnold.
It has all the signs of an improv killing, as in he did it on the spot.
It is a big coincidence, though, that it is Arnold.
Arnold, I look at Arnold's personality. He would be the guy who goes around back and says, well, what was that noise?
Right, we don't know why. I mean, assuming why he killed Arnold, I think would be a dangerous thing. He seems to be an extremely Well, hell, we don't even know the killer. There was no Sylvan Pine's notebook left behind, matchbook left behind at this scene.
Nope.
That's true. Another clue.
Yeah, I mean, that is typical of him that he does leave that behind. But, I mean, he can easily switch up the pattern just to confuse us here. We don't know crap. All we know is that there was a killer who came in and murdered
three people. Okay, I'm just going to say this right now. I think you overanalyze things. You're starting to get to the point, detective, where it's, I know he knows, I know he knows, I know he knows that I know. But that's why he knows I know he knows.
Right, but you have to, he's a spy master who's trained to think ahead and go, well, that's the type of personality we're dealing with. We know at least two. Yes, that he knows that we know that he knows.
Does he know?
I say we outwit him by not thinking ahead. That's my plan.
I say we take everything straightforward. That way,
he can't plan for what I'm going to do. I don't even know what I'm going
to
do.
My vote is that we get Drina to build backpacks with spray cans attached, so that as we walk by these.
Yeah, I vote
Drina develops technology that gives generates the static electricity around us that causes visible electricity without any damage to the human body and causes it to concentrate around the person with the device and causing.
Were there any fingerprints left on Bob's neck? I mean Arnold's neck.
There was a clear impression of something used impromptu to strangle him, though.
Okay.
So, what type of thing? Tie?
Some kind of cord, maybe garrote. Half an inch thick. No, it's too thick for a professional garrote.
Does the actual computer plug in?
No, it's broadcast power.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I look at a police officer's uniform. Is there any type of cord on it?
Why, yes, there is.
Oh. And this cord, I asked for an officer who give me an extra one from supplies so that I could see if it fits the markings around the neck.
Actually, the harness that they use to hold like their club on looks like it would be a pretty good match to the impression left on Arnold's neck.
Hmm. Dressed as a police officer. Who called it?
It was not a hard call. But,
you want to know the scene you missed?
Yes.
The one in which you got shot?
Yeah, so if you guys had decided not to follow, this is something I had pre-planned out. If you decided not to follow them back to the police precinct and said went to Drina's instead or went to your houses or something, when you guys got to a secluded area of the street, you would have had some steel jacketed rounds basically blow through your engine, killing your car there, Doctor.
My poor car.
Yeah, I was hoping to do more damage to your car this adventure. I didn't get the chance to.
That's because we're not stupid.
Yeah. We delayed the repairs on it.
Well, yeah. She's out of town anyway.
Alright, so that's...
And the good news is, nothing happened to your car, except for that, oh look, there's that potted plant that's about to do a dent.
Yeah, I really wish we hadn't heard that scene. No, and that's just because now...
But that just raises a question for me.
Well, now it's... Freaking constant.
You know what? I have an interesting question. I wonder if one of the three cops, or one of the two cops you back with, was actually Constantine.
Yeah, probably.
I'm just trying to figure out how we would be able to. This is just meta knowledge. How the hell would he be able to follow us and shoot our engine out? Because we rolled high.
Uh huh.
Oh God, you rolled a perfect 4, didn't you, Bert?
Well, we don't know.
You don't know. You avoided the scene. That's the good part, yes.
Yeah.
Dr. Farr lives another day.
And the good news is, all he has to do is get it finished painted.
For now.
It looks like someone scratched it in the police parking lot. Someone put a scratch in it.
You know. All right. Well.
Three experience points all around.
Yay! Spend one.
Yep. Take 2 fate points. You guys, please remind me during the game if somebody does something you think should be rewarded with a fate chip. I'm really bad about remembering to hand those out.
Self-imposed fates, yeah.
So if you, those two put you above your normal refresh, then yeah, you get to keep them for the next game. If you're still below your normal, then it doesn't do you any good, really.
I gain another refresh and another thing, right, Bert? You said.
Yeah, this is game 15 for you.
Yay! I'm higher than Rina.
Man, I.
I really like how I can come up with creative uses of we go left at Albuquerque earlier.
We got nothing on this guy.
All right. Sorry that
we're not going to find him anytime soon because he's an assassin.
No, we're not going to find him anytime too soon because I'm thinking Bert probably is using the Count Vlad technique of imitating his intelligence.
Oh, actually, no. I had the scenes plotted out. Like, if you did this, this would happen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, like, had you guys actually put a guard on Emily or, you know, paid any attention to them after you gotten there, they might have lived.
No, they would have died. The guard would have died, too.
No, probably not. But, well, damn. I just don't like being outwitted.
Yeah, we should have let Spiros go earlier. Then he would have lived.
No, he would have still died.
He was definitely killed.
Yeah.
Well, I don't.
At any rate, this one was a little direct. I didn't get sick most of the week, so this adventure is one that I had planned a while ago for the eventual when the assassin got on your trail and decided to start playing with you,
messing with us.
Yeah. I gotta listen to last week's Jameis' version. Although I still have to say this is hilarious. This was a good episode, even though I will say that our detective, I thought I did made stupid mistakes at times, but taking out a knife and threatening a woman?
Dude, I thought this was at worst going to be well, we've already discussed this on camera, what I thought this was going to be, and I am extremely surprised.
Was expected to find bodies. Bodies everywhere.
Yeah.
That's why you come in with a gun and say, guild.
Yeah.
Guild investigators, then you say, oops, sorry, ma'am.
It was a good scene.
Yes, he got shot.
I have no idea. That was just a complete surprise.
Who would have known there was a ton of money living there?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, my God. How many... I think we could... I think we should confiscate all the guns and start a revolution.
Probably could, but yeah, that was a... I wanted her to live. I liked her.
That's right, we might as well start taking them. We might as well start arming ourselves at this rate.
Yeah, that's why I carry my tape.
No. I mean, as we go along. I mean, as
oh,
we,
God.
Find, we start handing that. All right.
Okay,
this
we should just
you,
start.
Jameis. This we one's should... for you,
Drina. Actually, Drina already says in her garage she has.
I know.
I think we should just start confiscating the guns and then say, okay, you're an ally. Protect yourself. You're an ally. Protect yourself.
Bob Starling. Is a.
I think Bob Sterling and Constantine are going to become his Harris.
No, they're not the same individual, which was what I was. Well,
that's why I said
that,
both of them are going to become your Harris.
Well, yeah, I'm going to find Bob before I find Constantine because Bob is should be making.
Oh, Bert, for the
to be honest, I kind of might be.
I have
right
no
now.
Idea what you said.
I said Bob and Constantine might be chasing each other right now.
Yeah.
I don't think so. If that was happening, Bob would be dead.
That is actually my thought, that Bob is dead.
Yeah, I don't know where... I don't know where the engine is. We're gonna need to get to the island at some point in time.
Engine? What engine?
The engine from the car. The go-kart engine?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't know where that is.
Yeah, I was perfectly healthy that time by a lucky roll.
I don't know where we need to get to Stormhaven or...
Oh, hey, I can wrap part of that up right now. Your contact does get back to you on Stormhaven. A ship that resembles the Nimrod in as far as displacement, tonnage, and like what type of ship had dry docked several months ago. But not recently.
It wasn't going
by the Nimrod, though.
What was it going by?
It was going by the Albatross at the time.
And the next one should be the Air Mariner. The Nimrod, the Albatross, and the Mariner.
What's the Albatross and the Mariner?
The rhyme of the Ancient Mariner, where the Mariner shoots the Albatross, and he's the hunter who shoots the... the bird of good luck.
Yep.
And therefore, you know, it's a ditty about how cursed they are. So, and they're always sailing the seas and et cetera.
Okay.
Did any of those stories start adding up?
Oh yeah, you're getting some great stories about but apparently there's a. It seems that the Nimrod accounts for a lot of the ghost stories or ship stories that you're rounding up, but apparently there's at least one other ship out there that is a more ancient design. That like it's a true, not a flying ghost ship, but a Mary Celeste type of...
It's a true ghost ship?
Yes. Well, one that's more traditional of design. No, it's a sail ship, and it's very old design... So there are tales about that off the coast here as well.
Is London missing the Cutty Sark at all?
I think I'm going to start making friends with the French, even though they're watching me. Because I got to make some contact with France.
Yeah.
Oh, and for your role on that, I'll give you one other good, useful piece of information. The ghost sightings of the Nimrod all seem to correspond with nights of full moon.
Ooh.
Ooh, the full tidal. Moon.
Full moon tidal action.
Yeah.
It's also full lighting. So.
Yeah, and it allows for...
Yeah, it may be the moonlight. It may not work.
Well, no, moonlight is just reflected sunlight, so it's just...
Moonlight has an alchemical effect.
Alright, so...
Or, you know, there might be a more logical explanation.
I know, it probably has to turn off every 28 days, or approximately that.
Or there's just
better visibility during moonlight.
Or there's better visibility, yeah. But that doesn't explain why it's not seen during the day.
And just to follow up on the Nimrod docking, the length of their docking would have made sense for repairs for the section of decking that went missing.
As a matter of fact, that's what the work order was for, was to repair a deck.
Okay, so these bodies were there months ago, and Bob only booked it a week ago. Wow, that's weird.
Remember Faraday Cage? We figured out that probably affected it.
Right, yeah. We know that's why the bodies didn't decay, but that Bob was just like, meh, bodies, who cares, and went about his business until he was robbed, or he thought he was robbed, and...
Okay, I have no idea what you're talking about.
okay,
you're starting... Now I know how people feel about me and Harris. I start to think... Maybe this is what they think. Maybe lead.
Actual proof.
Let's make friends
here.
With the French.
What happened here?
Hey, I had
yes,
a...
I went through your ledgers in your absence. So
I look at him and go, I had proof. I had a verbal confession from Perry.
Yes. Okay. So Bob got robbed, and that's why he booked it. He didn't even care about the bodies. So was he doing dealing? Huh.
Think about it in your own time.
Yes. At any rate, yes. Yeah, in the conjecture, I am going to run again next week, next Saturday. Okay. So, go ahead.
My goal now is to make friends with the French because I got to get a contact in France. Because I've got to find Harrison. I know that's where he's hanging out. And any aliases. I'll even try pictures eventually.
I go to Sully's gym pretty much every other day to work off steam as I'm now furious with... Well, not just furious, very worried about and furious at the same time.
Also, I'll be working on that underground thing.
Mm. Not again.
Oh, this is a different thing. This is a different thing. This is more entertaining.
And did Doctor ever find out anything about Himmler?
Not really. I don't think I had a chance to look yet.
Yeah.
Himmler? Himmler.
Well, good night to you guys, and good one.
Thanks, guys.
Good fight. Good night. Hopefully I'll see you Thursday, Bert.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Listening to our Actual Play podcast. Music in this episode is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his music can be found at incompetech.com. At the end of this podcast, I'm adding in bumpers for other Actual Play podcasts that I enjoy myself and I hope that you will too.
Hi, this is Ross Payton, one of the hosts of Roleplaying Public Radio.
And I'm Tom Church, the other guy.
Yeah, we do a regularly updated podcast on RPGs. We do at least two episodes a month. We offer commentary, comedy, and actual play.
And occasional and inane stuff no one cares about, too.
Exactly. Our commentary, each episode focuses on a gaming topic, such as how to deal with large groups or horrible gamers, or how to make old games new and exciting again. Our comedy offers such stories as the Law and Orctum, a fantasy D&D version of Law and Order, and our actual play does games such as Call of Cthulhu, the end of the world as we know it. So if you're interested in any of that, give us a try.
And if you're interested in inane stuff, give that a try too.
Yeah, Roleplaying Public Radio, slamdesign.com/RPPR.